I'm Richard Hake on WNYC in New York. Recent charges of sexual harassment and sexual assault have rocked the worlds of journalism and entertainment. There's Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, and Garrison Keillor. As these investigations have unfolded, the WNYC newsroom asked reporter Ilya Maritz to look into questions about one of our own colleagues, John Hockenberry. He hosted the show, The Takeaway, for nearly a decade before leaving the station this summer. Ilya's investigation found instances of sexual harassment, bullying, and racially tinged comments. And he joins us in the studio now. Ilya, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So obviously, this is a very difficult story for us both to report and to digest, but we're here to be honest. We're here to be transparent. Over the weekend, New York Magazine's website, The Cut, ran a first-person piece by a former Takeaway guest who said she was harassed by John. So what have we learned so far?
Here are the allegations that WNYC News learned about in our investigation, which unfolded over the course of about 2 weeks. In 2011, a producer on The Takeaway who was meeting with John in a room, just the two of them alone, talking about the show, was kissed by John. Mm. Unexpectedly, it was unwelcome. She fled the room, and about a year later, she left the show.
And she didn't tell anybody about it.
That's right. Also, about a year after that incident, a different female producer was propositioned for a hotel room. As you say, neither of those incidents was reported to upper management mm-hmm. outside the show.
Right.
Then this year, the writer of the New York Magazine piece, Suki Kim, made a complaint. It was actually a WNYC producer who submitted that complaint on her behalf. Kim said John pursued her in ways that were obnoxious and irritating and weird. They weren't necessarily sexual harassment. They were certainly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And in her story, she also relates one more instance of sexual harassment. And that's former Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer, who went on the record to say John kissed her and made lewd comments. And she very recently wrote a letter describing her experiences to CEO Laura Walker.
Okay, so that's a total of four allegations of harassment by John Hockenberry, two of which were brought to the attention of management, but only recently. What did WNYC know, and when did they know it?
Well, as you say, I could not find an instance of specifically sexual harassment reported to the company before this year. What we did find was pervasive bullying, a lot of lewd and offensive comments, sometimes racially tinged, and throughout the years, those were relayed to top executives. One example, a manager at the show told me they had heard from young women who were bawling because of John's treatment every time they had a meeting. This John was known to belittle and berate producers if he didn't like the way a segment went. This manager saw it as a hostile work environment and conveyed that belief to HR, conveyed that belief later to content chief Dean Capello, and finally to Laura Walker, our CEO herself. Whatever actions the station took, there was no meaningful change. Another factor to consider here is John Hockenberry also had two different co-hosts in the early years of the mm-hmm. show, Adora Udoji and Celeste Headlee. Udoji did not give us comment, but we know she lasted less than a year and frequently clashed with John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee, the second co-host, also clashed with him.
He would dismiss my opinions when I would voice them on what segments were coming up. He would sometimes get angry. He would argue, especially if it was over a story where I thought I knew the subject matter more than he did. He would bang on tables. He would yell, and then we'd go into the show, and while we were on the air, he would talk over me. He would interrupt me. He would say dismissive things.
So it really sounds like he didn't want a co-host. He didn't want Headlee there.
She certainly thought so. And so Celeste Headlee lodged a formal complaint in April of 2012. In July, she was told that she was out of a job. The Takeaway was going to reboot as a slimmed-down one-hour show with just one host, and that host was going to be John Hockenberry. I should add here that Headlee and Udoji are both women of color. John is white. The Takeaway was billed when it launched as a show that would reach new audiences, especially minorities.
So how was John Hockenberry's departure connected to the complaints?
The company is not talking. I've been requesting interviews with Laura Walker and also other top executives for over a week, and I've been consistently turned down. What I can tell you is there are other problems related to John that had come to their attention over the past year. John's on-air performance was seen to get significantly worse. He missed interviews. He arrived unprepared. He didn't seem as alert. Hmm. It was enough of a problem that two producers actually kept a log of these problems, and they reported them to station management. We don't know, Richard, but it is entirely possible that this, his on-air performance, is the problem that caused the executives not to renew John Hockenberry's contract. Or it may have been his on-air performance combined with the harassment allegations. We don't know.
And has there been a statement from John himself?
I'm going to read you his full statement.
Sure.
Quote, I've always had a reputation for being tough, and certainly I've been rude, aggressive, and impolite. Looking back, my behavior was not always appropriate, and I'm sorry. It horrifies me that I made the talented and driven people I worked with feel uncomfortable, and that the stress around putting together a great show was made worse by my behavior. Having to deal with my own physical limitations has given me an understanding of powerlessness, and I should have been more aware of how the power I wielded over others, coupled with inappropriate comments and communications, could be construed. I have no excuses, end quote.
And WNYC?
You always hear the message during pledge drives that listener support is what keeps the station going. And I know from looking at online discussions over the weekend that many listeners are unhappy with what they're hearing. Some have said that they will not contribute. WNYC has hired an outside attorney to review company policies and procedures. Laura Walker has also begun meeting with staffers in small groups, sort of a listening tour of the station. In a written statement over the weekend, Laura Walker said, quote, "The offensive conduct as reported would clearly violate New York Public Radio's standards and workplace practices. As CEO, I deeply regret that our culture and protocols did not work as they should. I apologize. We can do better." She said that in an email. We haven't heard from her in person.
Yeah, we did ask New York Public Radio CEO Laura Walker for an interview, but through a spokesperson, she declined. You can read Ilya's full story on our website at WNYC.org. Ilya Maritz, thank you so much.
You're welcome.